Listen, bro, most of the time I'm misunderstood on purpose. Now listen, I have recorded a fucking 50-minute podcast, last night. It was supposed to be this one, bro. And guess what, my nigga? I refreshed the motherfucking browser, and that bitch was gone. Now, I don't give a fuck about the old file, you know what I'm saying? But if I did have that bitch, shit, I'll repost it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping, though. Listen, bro. People be listening to my shit, and I know you be listening to my shit. Like, I know you be listening to my shit. I know who the fuck you are, bro. I could identify you, but I don't. I don't want to. I don't care. Do whatever you want to do. Listen to it. But don't slander me or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just listen, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm sensitive. Say whatever the fuck you want, my nigga. You niggas lame as fuck anyway. Niggas be judging the fuck out you for no damn reason. Prejudice, bro. Listen, bro. That's why I'm misunderstood right there. Motherfuckers, prejudice is hell. Preconceived opinions. Another thing is this, my nigga. People just lie in your face, my nigga. Bold-faced lies. So, you know, it's hard to trust motherfuckers. So, that's why a nigga misunderstood right there. Niggas lie in your face. Niggas be like, oh, I fuck with you. No, you don't. Because what happened? Once you lie in a nigga face, what happened? Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Nigga can't say nothing no more. Nigga walk away. Niggas be like, what the fuck you talking about? Just walk away, my nigga. Listen. Even when a nigga explain himself, you know what I'm saying? Or just articulate himself in general, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just speak his mind. Motherfuckers don't respect that. Motherfuckers don't like that I got my own style. Yup. Motherfuckers don't like how I express myself. It's funny because a lot of shit you say, it just be off the top of your head. Or you already planned it out. That's why I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit motherfuckers say about you, it's not true. You know what I'm saying? Why would you believe that shit about me? Another thing is this. Bro, I'm doing my own thing. People saying shit about me, commenting on my life, giving their opinion. Man, don't believe that bullshit, bro. Unless motherfucker trying to speak facts. You know what I'm saying? But then again, you gotta watch motherfuckers, because they don't be speaking facts. It be straight up criticism. You know what I'm saying? Or just be judgment in general. You know what I'm saying? Listen, bro. I'm done with the nonsense. I'm just going to show y'all my abilities. My abilities like what? Shit, my nigga. Storytelling. Shit. My new series that I fucking presented to y'all, but I never fucking dropped. You know what I'm saying? It never developed. You know what I'm saying? Never put that shit in action. That's crazy. Damn. It's windy as a motherfucker out here, boy. Shit. It feel good, though, my nigga. Like, see, right now I'm walking to the park about to get me some water, you know what I'm saying? Phone. Damn it, bro. I had my phone backwards. I was holding my phone backwards, you know what I'm saying? I had to flip that bitch over. All right, hold on. All right. It's 9:58 a.m. Yeah, man, so it's early as fuck right now. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, like, fuck it. But I'm gonna go to this fucking park. Oh, yeah, what I was about to say. I'm often misunderstood on purpose. Well, most of the time I'm misunderstood on purpose because, listen, niggas would listen to what I'm saying and listen to what somebody else had to say about it and believe it. Why? Because, bruh, motherfuckers could come up with any type of reasonable response. Like, rational response. You like, what the fuck you talking about, rational response? Like, all right, like, when somebody say something to you, you reply. You say something back, you respond. So, when you respond and you assuming or you accusing, that's where you fuck up at. I'm saying this based off experience. I fuck up. But shit, my nigga, I learned from it. And I don't like how people think I ain't learned from shit. And I don't care what you guys say about me not learning it. I don't give a fuck. If you judging me for saying that, I still don't care. I'm being myself, bro. I'm tired of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't care about who I really am. And it's fucked up. know what I'm saying? Speak my mind, and niggas don't even respect that shit. But when they speak their mind, I listen to it, you know what I'm saying? I respect it, but I also listen to it. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, listen to actually understand, though. Because there's different types of listening, bro. You listening and you just listening to know information, and then you listening to understand. Stop trying to just listen for information and listen to understand the situation or what the person is talking about. Because they could be talking about something totally different than what you think they're talking about. Listen, bro. Understand this, man. People ain't going to always understand you. For real. And that's how the world is, bro. That's just how the world works. Motherfuckers not going to always understand you. Matter of fact, we need criticism in the world. It's just that there's different types of criticism, my nigga. You can't just let people criticize you, though. You know what I'm saying? You can't just allow that shit to happen. You could, though. You could, I'm just saying. But why would you? You know what I'm saying? The whole world criticizes, bro. Without criticism, we'd be a fucking plain-ass world. Dry-ass world. No fun. Basic shit. But we need criticism. We need judgment. We just don't need ridicule. Even though people do get ridiculed. The wrong people. I should be able to speak my mind, bro. I was ridiculed, bro. But you know what? I overcame my shyness, my fear. Now you like, what fear? Shit. When you in positions where you don't know what to do, you're not necessarily, you are afraid, but it's not like, it's all right, this is how I'm going to explain it, because it's like, yeah, motherfucker, you do get afraid. That's when you don't know what to do. But when you do know what to do, shit, there's nothing to worry about. See, nah, I explained this shit like, damn, he was just afraid and shit like that. It's only because, motherfucker, I was, you know what I'm saying, afraid of the outcomes of life. I was afraid of dying at one point. But I understood that everyone would die. That humbled me. That relaxed me like a motherfucker. I like how my nigga just riding in the fucking, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck is this? See what I'm saying? I don't even know what the fuck this is. Oh yeah, it's concrete and some dirt on the road. He riding down the trail. I had to think about that shit. My stupid ass be forgetting the word. See what I'm saying? It's not that I'm slow, motherfucker. I just, you know what I'm saying? The word come to my mind. Like, I'd be like, damn. But I don't just know what the fuck to say, my nigga. Like, for real, for real. And niggas be trying to make fun of you. But you niggas lame. You know what I'm saying? You niggas lame as fuck. All right, listen, bro. To have authentic confidence, bro. Authentic self-assurance. But don't have too much self-assurance, motherfuckers. Stupid fucks. Don't have too much self-assurance. Now you overconfident. God damn it. But, you know, there's people with no self-assurance, meaning low self-esteem. I had low self-esteem. Nigga, was I tripping? No, because I made my own self-esteem. You like, well, how you do that? My nigga, you don't always be sad. Unless something is causing you to be sad. Cause and effect, my nigga. You don't just say you sad, my nigga. Damn it, bro. They be having fucking bees everywhere, bro. Like, I'm walking around. I'm walking down this fucking path at the park, bro. And they just got hella, like, little trees. But, like, then they got, like, fucking, like, hella fucking wasping bees on that thing. I think they wasping bees. I don't fucking know. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. See, that bitch just flew by my shoulder. This some crazy ass shit, man. Y'all some bitch ass niggas. Y'all, son, they everywhere. Then they got a big ass dragonfly. Bro, just walking down a path, bro. They got like little trees and they look violet. And the branches are facing upwards. I mean, pointing upwards. Pointing upwards, motherfucker. All right, I'm trying to find a water fountain. I'm thirsty as fuck. That water fountain, you could tell that motherfucker ain't gonna be, have no fucking water coming out of it, because that bitch gonna sound silent. When you hear that motherfucker make a sound, that motherfucker cold as fuck. Swear to God. Even though I don't believe in God, my stupid ass boy. That's crazy. I used to, bro. Nigga got baptized and everything. That was some crazy shit, bro. Nigga just was like, I won't get baptized. You know what I'm saying? Crazy shit, bro. My nigga even did a speech in front of the church. He was nervous as fuck. Ah! Big ass suit on. Or did he have a suit on? I don't know. Motherfucker, I be wearing. I liked it to wear skinny shit. But I used to wear big fucking pants too, you know what I'm saying? Big ass slacks, you know what I'm saying? Them bitches were windy as fuck, you know what I'm saying? I swear to God. God damn it. Everybody just bring their dog here. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Oh shit, I forgot to talk about how I was misunderstood. Yeah, like, alright, so listen, I'm misunderstood also, like, when I express myself. People might not understand it, comprehend it. But then again, I started to realize something. I just needed fucking confidence. I just needed to be a little bit more confident. Also, I was confident, but it's like, damn, you need something for your confidence to run off. You know what I'm saying? What makes you self-assured? This is what I'm trying to fucking get you to understand. I didn't have nothing to make me self-assured, so it was like fake-ass confidence. You know what I'm saying? Just like, damn, this nigga happy one day, and then this nigga sad as fuck the next day. And it's like, God damn it, my nigga, what the fuck are you, happy or sad? Niggas try to make fun of you and shit like that. Bitch, but the thing is, I never was no punk-ass nigga. Nigga, I always speak up for myself, nigga, and defend myself if a nigga try to provoke me emotionally. You know what I'm saying? Or any other type of way, motherfucker. I always defend myself if I feel like I'm being attacked. Straight up, motherfucker. God damn it, a lizard. Little motherfucker. Oh, shit. See, motherfucker, I know the fucking animals now. And I know the organisms. Or I could have just said organisms. Organisms. I don't know what a fucking organism is. But how the fuck, well, how am I able to identify one? Because I kinda do. No, the fuck I don't, bitch. You go to school, you be learning about shit and science. Bitch, I used to be good at science, nigga. Then I was like, fuck school, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, like, you try to be a gangster? No. You could call me a thug, but you know what I'm saying right now? You know what I'm saying? I'm intelligent, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I could be an intelligent thug, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't be trying to slander me and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, say, you know what I'm saying? That I'm some type of gangster thug, you know what I'm saying? No, bitch, I'm just a thug, you know what I'm saying? If you wanted to call me that, because that's just when I defend myself. Why? Because people would do the same thing to you. Treat you like shit. Shit, man. Fuck is you gonna do? Allow that shit to just happen to you, and then you know what? You fall into despair or depression, or you just straight up lash out. You know what I'm saying? Emotional outburst. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's when you had that superficial confidence. You know what I'm saying? But superficial confidence also worked his favor, though, because motherfuckers couldn't tell that you was if you was confident or not. That's the type of confidence that where motherfuckers can't really tell if you confident or not, for real. Because you may seem confident, but then you may seem angry, then you may seem sad or pissed off. The fuck? What the fuck? Oh, you can hit that bitch. Y'all hear that shit? That's how wet her pussy is. Stop fucking hating on me, man. You lame man. Oh, shit. Not the headphones, bro. The headphones almost went in the fucking water fountain. God damn it, bro. See? This is the shit that pissed me off. Hold up, man. You faggot ass niggas. Listen, bro. Y'all some faggot ass niggas. Ha ha. Faggot ass nigga. I'm pissed off. Alright? Because, bitch, I'm still thirsty. The water ain't that cold, bitch. I'm not satisfied. Stop playing with me, bitch. Fuck. Is there fluoride in that water? Bitch, I was fucking dehydrated, man. Listen, bro, most of the time I'm misunderstood on purpose. Another thing is this. I don't care about your opinion about my podcast, so just understand that, all right? It would be nice to listen to your opinion, though. It'd be nice, but I don't care about that shit. Let me tell you why. Because most of the time, motherfucker, I just be thinking about how I'm going to make my shit better anyway. How I'm going to make my shit better. Bruh, I like podcasting. No, I love podcasting. No, that's like my passion, bro. Like, bro, like, come on, man. Who the fuck doesn't podcast? Why? Tell me why. But then again, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. A lot of motherfuckers be talking down on this shit, but you don't know shit about it. I'm misunderstood because a lot of people just don't want to understand me. They don't want to take that time to understand me. Or they already spent time trying to understand me. Now, what that mean? They attempted to understand you. They tried to understand you. Understand this. There's no such thing as just trying to understand somebody and that's it. Nigga, you try, that means you're attempting, meaning it's a fucking verb you're doing. You're doing that. You know what I'm saying? You can't be like, I did try. I mean, I did attempt to understand, like I did understand you or some shit like that, but you didn't. You know what I'm saying? It's always questions. You didn't, my motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with me? I be fucking stuttering like a motherfucker. And niggas don't like how I talk. You talk like a grown-ass man. Shut your lame ass up, man. Bitch, you look like a grown-ass man. You look like a grown-ass man. Stupid ass. Fuck out of here. Stop trying to play me. Fuck is wrong with you? And I'm crossing the street. Now, if I get hit by a car... These old podcaster on my wheel. I know I had, like, on my Instagram, I got my wheel. Well, it, motherfuckers ain't gonna like it. I don't give a fuck. You hate me for a dumbass reason. Bitch, you hate me because you hate me. Motherfuckers hate me because they hate me. Talking about people in general, but bro, people that just don't like me in general. That's, nigga, you just don't like me, my nigga. I don't care about that. That don't mean I only care about myself. I have to care about myself, but that's not, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. What the fuck, man? This is the craziest shit ever. Bitch, they got somebody. This a wig? Son, I'm just walking down the path, bro. They got weave around this bitch, and they got like... I don't know what the fuck this is. Dreads? Girl dreads, bro. It's just on the fucking ground. Listen, bro, I don't know what the fuck happened, bro. I think motherfucker got into a fight or something. I mean, maybe that's just an assumption, but that's the first thing that come to mind, bro. Like, damn, motherfucker got their wig snatched off or some shit. Bitches don't give a fuck, man. The way they fight is so fucking crazy, bro. Bitches pulling hair and shit. God damn it. Why you doing that shit? Why you doing that shit? What the fuck is you doing, bro? No, for real. What the fuck type of... How you fight, like, bitch, come here, I'm gonna grab your hip. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if a bitch know how to fight? Like, boom! Like, soon as you try to reach for her head, just boom! Right there in the chin. Boom! Right there in the nose. Boom! Right there in the forehead. Just knocking you out, bro. I'm telling you, bitches be thinking, son, you gotta know how to really fight. But you gotta understand this. A lot of bitches don't care. They ain't showing mercy. You know what I'm saying? They defend that fucking ego. They'll defend that fucking ego, motherfucker. They like niggas because he got a big ego. That don't make no fucking sense. Self-importance. Seriously. Big self-importance. Big self-importance. I'm just playing. Bitch. People call me arrogant and prideful. Bitch, I just be feeling like shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop. Listen. Understand this. Niggas be trying to misunderstand me to get a reaction. Understand this. You ain't gonna get that reaction. Why? Because you don't deserve that shit. You don't deserve a reaction. If you just trying to get one, what that mean? You provoking me. I don't fuck with that shit. I'm sensitive. Call me hypersensitive if you want to. I'm just explaining that shit. I'm just not explaining it, clarifying it. Am I? Yeah. I don't fucking know. See, when you confused and shit like that, and you was going through turmoil and shit like that. I'm talking about me, you know what I'm saying? I was going through turmoil and shit. And when I said I realized my potential, niggas be like, damn, that nigga just trying to be a DBZ character. Fuck you, bitch. I don't even like this. I'm gonna tell you right here. That shit not true, my nigga. Nigga just watch that shit. And my nigga, to be honest, I know people that watch that shit and know all about it. You know what I'm saying? I honestly, bro, I don't even, like, for real, bro. Like, real shit. I only watch the ones I like. I only like the ones, like, I only watch the ones I like. Like, I'm not even much, like, I'm a DBZ fan, my nigga, but shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a hardcore fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I won't be in the public with motherfucking a DBZ outfit on and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Acting crazy and shit. Bitch, you don't... Even though, motherfucker, I ain't gonna lie. I seen motherfuckers like that. That shit was funny as hell. You watch that shit on YouTube and shit. Even though I ain't watched that shit on YouTube, I just saw it on YouTube. Superficial ass nigga. This nigga superficial as fuck. Well, at least he conscious about it. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of motherfuckers that's just ignorant, unconsciously, unaware, you know what I'm saying, of what the effects of being ignorant has on other people. But very assertive about it. It's crazy. But it is what it is. I don't give a fuck about that shit. My nigga been being myself. Nigga just didn't like me. Nigga just didn't accept me. You know what I'm saying? Nigga disapproved of me. That's funny, bro. Heard everything about me. Now you look at me a certain type of way. That's your problem. That's your problem, man. What are you doing? What are you doing? Can't be looking at me like that. you gotta forgive the kid. You know what I'm saying? Well, the teenager, young man. You know what I'm saying? Young man, come here, young man. He's not a young man. Yeah, you know motherfucker say that shit about you. Motherfucker say everything about you, then call you sensitive. Bro, nigga fuck over you because they use reverse psychology on you. That's so fucked up. It's like, damn. Damn, bro. I'm misunderstanding myself when you say that shit. Like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers have you confused as a motherfucker. Confused as a motherfucker with that reverse psychology. Reverse psychology is... It's crazy, bro. Motherfuckers really crazy. Just like, what'd that tell you, though? Can't trust everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't trustworthy. That's why. Sometimes just gotta keep fucking high. Sit back and relax, bro. Think about your life. Contemplate. Meditate. Why y'all niggas don't meditate, bro? What the fuck, man? Why y'all niggas just go party all the time? Extroverted ass, retarded ass, crackhead motherfuckers. Since, matter of fact, no, bitch, fuck this shit. I'm tired of this shit. Fuck you extroverts, man. Niggas be riding y'all dick so much. Niggas be on y'all dick so much. Matter of fact, look, I ain't gonna lie. I'm half extrovert and half introvert. So this is why I get to speak about this and I can still get my respect. And bitch, I don't care if you're an extrovert and you got something to say and you trying to prove me wrong. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. Ha ha. Ha ha. Look, my nigga, look. Because I'm an ambivert, nigga. Fuck out of here. An ambivert. Whatever the fuck it is, bitch. Ambivert. Bitch, you know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, it's not like I'm just playing both sides, nigga. I respect both parties, nigga. It's just like how a nigga become a Republican. I mean, after he was a Democrat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's just like a nigga becoming a Republican after being a Democrat. You know what I'm saying? Then a nigga finally won't be independent and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But that's just all for the experience. You can't be judging a nigga like that. But at the same time, you can. Because motherfuckers could be fucking prejudiced, biased. Especially biased. You know what I'm saying? Cloud, they judgment clouded. You know what I'm saying? They speaking for both parties. You know what I'm saying? You could do that. If you know what you're doing, if you smart and you intelligent and you ain't fucking stupid or ignorant, because motherfuckers are ignorant. Ignorant. But at least be aware of that shit. Be conscious about it. We talking about the unconscious ignorant motherfuckers, not the conscious ones, the unconscious ones, the ones that just don't give a fuck about being ignorant. Bro, you don't understand what you're doing to yourself. Because it's not really that a nigga just saying that you're doing shit to other people. It's just yourself. Self-destruction. Can't just accept ignorance. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Just walking down the street, my nigga ain't worrying about shit. You know what I'm saying? People always got fucking dogs around here, man. Them bitches, you see a huge ass dog, but then you see a little bitty ass dog, like a little fucking, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I don't even know. Like a basketball. I swear to God, fucking dogs be that small, bitch. Let me shut the fuck up. Or like a suitcase. Or like a book bag, motherfucker. Yeah, a book bag. That's better. And then they be having dogs the size of a trash can over here, boy, I swear to God. I ain't just saying that because I walked past the trash can. I didn't just say that, or I probably did, maybe. Yeah, I did, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I really feel like just rolling the blunt up, man. That's the craziest thing about right now. You know what I'm saying? Another thing is this. Man, I fucking recorded the other podcast last night. I was so fucking high, you know what I'm saying, and tired at the same time, on live me, fucking about to just fucking fall asleep, you know what I'm saying, eyes closed, leaning forward, just about to fucking go to sleep, you know what I'm saying. But shit, nigga, don't be making fun of me because I'm going to sleep, stupid bitch. I don't give a fuck what you got to say about me. I don't give a fuck about opinions. I don't give a fuck. Ha ha. Nah, for real though. Niggas ain't about to be criticizing me my whole life, and I'm finna just accept that shit. Ha ha. Wrong person. Go criticize a person that don't give a fuck about them their lives. Cause that's what they perceive from me. A nigga that don't care about his life. God damn it, bitch, I need to get sprinklers in my yard, man. When I get a house, I'm gonna get some sprinklers. Oh yeah, the water hit me. Yeah, bitch. Be cold as a motherfucker. Damn, nigga body feel like steam. Like, damn, that nigga's hot. Or that nigga feel hella cold. Like, when it's cold outside, my hands get stupid cold, bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Look, man. I'm often misunderstood. Purposely. Deliberately. And on top of that, people disrespect me. Deliberately. Purposely. And on top of that, when I defend myself, guess what? I'm disrespected. Purposely. Purposely. Deliberately. Deliberately, purposely. Stop playing with me, man. Deliberately, purposely. Purposely, deliberately, purposely. Deliberately, deliberately, purposely. Disrespected. I have to cope with that, just like any other person would. But there's a limit. Because it's a wall. It's a boundary. Once you go past that boundary, you terminate the trust. Terminate the fucking trust, bro. Anybody that feel like they just gonna terminate the trust, you ain't gonna be able to fuck with me. And you might even misunderstand me, motherfucker. I understand that. That's why I would stop caring. Because motherfucker ain't trying to understand you. You know what I'm saying? Another thing is this, bitch. Like, I'm thirsty as fuck. Again. I need me some fucking ice cream. Because, bitch, I love ice cream. Dead ass, bitch. I could eat a whole fucking, a gallon of ice cream. I think. I don't know. Bitch, I just got the munchies right now, man. Nigga had smoked before he came out here, you know what I'm saying? A little roach or whatever. Little roach, you know what I'm saying? Not even like 5 centimeters, bitch. I'm like small ass roach, nigga. Like, that bit was 3 centimeters. Dead ass. Nope, matter of fact, 2 of them. Motherfuckers don't know shit, man. They really don't know. God damn it, Rock. Ha ha ha. I kicked a rock. It's not harder than my cock. No, stop playing with me. I kicked a rock. It's not harder than my cock. That was off the top of my head. Fuck a bitch, then I go to bed. Last night when I was sleeping, I heard a motherfucker creeping. They was peeping, and they saw something happening. Started thinking, why the fuck am I rapping then? I hear a nigga coming. He finna kill me. But he don't know the real me. He don't know I got the steel beat. He ran up and he felt me. This shit sounded gay, right? He saw when I had the gun. He didn't think I was gonna spray, right? I know. I'm a nigga, I don't even have a gun. I don't need one. But I do have one. Guess what? It's my dick, though. Put it in her pussy. It's my stick, though. stick it in her, get her pregnant. But I ain't that type of nigga that's just gonna leave her while she pregnant. Niggas just gonna fuck a bitch and leave her pregnant, cause they stupid. But they still the type of nigga to be like Cupid, fall in love with another bitch after fucking another bitch that had your baby. You call her insane, but you crazy. Diesel ain't stunting, he just wavy. Bitches look at me, they go crazy. Oh my God, Diesel, I want your baby. Learn from everybody else. Learn from other situations. I done heard the interrogations. Baby daddies and baby mothers. What the fuck I look like having a baby mama in this drama? What drama? What a drama in the world. You can't say she your wife if you can't even tell if she your girl. Rapping off the top of my mind. When I love her, I put my dick in her spine. When I'm working, you just see me grind on the rails. When I'm done, they ring the bells. And see and realize me, a OG smoker. You might not think I'm an OG smoker. Try to play me like I'm poker. I was listening to that Joker. That nigga done called me a broker. A broker. A broker nigga trying to play poker. Fold his hand. Fold his hand cause he don't need it. He already got enough money to go to Japan if he wanted. Remember when I wanted a bitch, but they just taunted. Broke my heart, now I'm haunted with fear. Turn into alcohol and beer, other beverages, other leverages. What could I do now? Ain't nothing new now. Do I owe you? Shit, I don't even know you. Stick to the figures. That's how I get results. You think I only got figures, but I also got vaults. Put him in there like I put bullets to his chest so his life is to a halt. Every day I think about making it to the finish line, like running like Bolt. Like Bolt, you know, the white dog. And the lame niggas, they always fuck with the white hoes, dog. They can't handle a black bitch that's beautiful. She'll put you in your place, or she'll use you, dude. But you don't want her to do that. You can't make her do anything. That's crazy, though. Niggas fall out over crazy hoes. Walk into my house. I know I don't have no spouse. I know this ain't really my house. I'm about to move out. I'm 17 right now, stuttering. But at least you hear what I'm uttering. Her pussy is slippery like I put it in like butter. And I'm buttering her pussy with my cum. Put it in her mouth, she say yum. Look at me crazy and dumb. How is he rapping off the top of his mind? He ain't really what he talking about. Just stop saying what's on your mind. I can't listen to that. You people sound crazy. I bring tsunamis, nigga. I told you I was wavy. Flood your whole ecosystem and your community. Now I'm just walking. I ain't want to finish that sentence. Go to jail, get a sentence. You had a sentence. Get released. Understand people don't care about you unless you deceased. It's real though. It's really how a nigga feel though. I don't need a steal though. I got my mind. Trust you, my mind will remind you. Trust me, my mind will remind you of who I am. No green eggs and ham, like Sam I am, Diesel I am, different. Deontay is too. Understand Deontay created Diesel, that's true. There's nothing that's undoing. Nothing that I'm not doing. There is something that I'm not doing. Not paying attention. Like a child, you get a suspension or detention, a punishment. Nigga, like, why you stop flowing? I ain't feel like flowing. I just wanted you to hear what I was saying. I introduced myself. I was Deontay. Well, I am Deontay Jonathan Lampton, also known as Diesel or Diesel the Inventor for now. People, soon it'll be like I'll have like another persona, Diesel the Realist. Diesel the Realist based off realism. Motherfuckers call me cocky, arrogant. Motherfuckers think I'm cocky. I don't call myself cocky. Arrogant, I could accept that because a lot of people don't believe I even have skill. Even though I don't accept that shit because I'm trying to be something better than arrogant. Prideful, I'm not just prideful. I'm humble. The humble connotation of pride. All right, man. I hope I taught y'all motherfuckers a lesson. I rapped on a podcast, man. That's a blessing. I hope I get a blunt so I can stop stressing. In the future, I'm going to go to the gun range with an effing. With an effing. Not an illegal weapon. I could get an effing that's an illegal weapon, like 007. Send a nigga to heaven. All right, man, I'm out. Listen to my other podcast, motherfucker. Nah, for real. Crazy fucks. You some crazy ass fucks, man. Motherfuckers crazy.